on Friday last week, he dropped the track Muri Muri Aroha. I am delighted to have the very, very talented Reed on the line with me. Good morning.
Kia ora, how are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm so good. So good.
Hey, how are you feeling after this release? Are you on top of the world?
I am, yeah. It feels like an actual release of energy. It's been building up for a while. And yeah, it's been a year in the making, I think, this release. So
wow.
It's good to have it out.
Are you a very patient person? Was this easy for you?
I am not. As soon as I make a song, I try and release it as quick as I can. So it's been nice just kind of sitting on this track and I'm looking after it and making sure that it's got all the right things in it.
Yeah, well, congratulations. It is a great track. I've loved it so far. Do you want to tell us a bit about it? What's the inspiration behind it?
Yeah, so I applied for Song Hubs, which is like a songwriting camp that APRA holds. I got flown down to Wellington to kind of create two Te Reo Māori tracks. My first time ever doing it, which was pretty nerve-wracking for me at the start. So this song was my first like kind of Te Reo Māori song I've ever written, and it was also during that stage of my life, my partner was leaving to go to Whangarei to do her dream job. So I was kind of worried about how long this would work out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so both of those things were quite, they were my topic at the time. So I thought I'd write a song about it.
Hey, very well done. How was the long distance going?
Yeah, it's actually all right, because we Monday and Friday, it's just work, and we get so much work done. We're both pretty busy during the weeks.
Yeah, right.
And then
right.
The weekend is just consumed by both of us, and it's lovely.
Oh, that is kind of nice. See, I've always been like, it scares the shit out of me for long distance. But hey, shit, if you can do it. I say. Now there's also some visuals for this as well. There's an amazing video for it. How was it filming that?
Yeah, it was crazy. I have a friend who I really admire with all of his work and stuff. His name's Luke Penny, and I went to him with my idea after I got funding from Te Maunga Pāho and ended on there. And I just said, hey, bro, I've got this song, and I would love to make a video. And we stopped talking for like maybe a month, and he came back to me with his idea. He saw someone in the back of a caravan driving on the highway during lockdown, and he thought that would be a great idea for a music video. We locked that idea down, and I went to the back streets of South Auckland and we filmed this video all in 15 minutes.
Wow, really?
Yeah, well, except from the fire part, but we did three takes in 15 minutes to get the different times of the day.
Yeah, right. I was about to say, I was like, really? Because it looks like you're there for very much different parts of the day. It is a really cool video. Are you just like driving? It's kind of rural, isn't it?
Yeah, so I think it's up for Kauai Ways.
Yeah, right. Oh, it's just so much fun. Is it hard to stand up?
I kind of acted some of it, but there were times where there were bumps in the road. And it kind of shaked the whole set, and all the cameras moved, and we had to kind of roll through it because we didn't have any more takes to do. We only had the three options available.
And what the video does do quite well is it illustrates there's a rawness to the song. It's very, very real. How do you feel like sharing that part of your life and being so open about it?
I'm quite an open person as is. Mm. I feel like I don't really hide my emotions at all. So I felt like it would be nice to kind of spread that. I feel like
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's just good to feel, share your emotions and how you feel.
Yeah, yeah, get that shit out there, I say. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Now, tell me, is this a standalone song, or is it the start of more to come?
So I have another TDL song written, which I'm going to try work on that throughout the year, and do another year stint on a project. but I feel like this has given me a new life and energy to keep doing my
stuff.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, because I have a band going at the moment, and we're just in the middle of writing an EP. But I feel like releasing the song has given me some traction to keep on going.
And what about, did you really enjoy the kind of Tadeo aspects of it?
Yeah, it was a crazy process, because we got put in the room with Mātanga Reo, which is like a Māori translator.
Mm.
And the way that he was using those words were quite poetic, because, I mean, Te Reo Māori is a quite poetic language anyway. But, so I gave him, like, maybe a whole verse to say, and he summed it up in five words, and I was just like, wow, that's insane.
Wow. That must be quite an interesting factor when you're sort of lyric writing, though, because you write lyrics to fit a certain section of a song, right? So
yeah.
When that gets shortened down, does that change things?
I think it made me develop the story more. Yeah, and instead of just saying what I'm doing, it was more of a deep dive into what I'm feeling and how many things I'm feeling.
Yeah, right. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it so much. What's your band called?
We're called Moody. We did a few gigs at Burger Fuel recently, and we're working on a project.
At Burger Fuel, that would be distracting.
Oh, it was fun. We got to open up for Tikitane, so it was like a night.
Oh, wicked.
And there were like free burgers, free tattoos. It was pretty nuts, yeah.
Oh my god, that sounds lit. Oh, fuck. And Tiki's also, like, the loveliest guy in the world as well, so.
Oh, so good to open for him, yeah.
So,
great for the resume.
Just make sure that's on there.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got to ask, so your Reed, R-E-E-D, yes. Full stop.
Yes.
What does the full stop symbolise? Are you a no nonsense kind of fella? It's read full stop, all right? Don't mess with me. Is that the vibe we're going for here?
I don't know why I put that there. I liked what Anderson .Paak was doing when I was thinking of my name. Anderson
.Paak, right.
The dot on his name.
Yes. Yes.
So I thought I'd just check it in and kind of steal some of that detail.
Oh, hey, yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I've got to ask, if people want to kind of keep up to date with you or hear some more of your music, is there anywhere online they can kind of follow you? Are you on the socials?
Yes, so I'm on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok as Ready or Not, so that's REDY_or_not. I do lots of, like, kind of fun videos on Instagram on all three platforms, sorry. So yeah, follow me on there.
Oh, okay. Oh, I might. I'll see how funny they are. No, I'm kidding. I won't judge. I won't judge.
Right, go on. Maybe you have to call me back and begin to talk about how unfunny I am.
Hey, I like Ready or Not. That's quite clever.
Cool. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, same words. Hey man, congratulations on the song. You should be absolutely stoked with it. I am so excited to play it for the audience right now. Reed, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Do you have a busy day ahead?
Yeah, so I've got to write a whole song today. We're going to the studio with the band and getting our whole song down. Yeah.
Well, good luck with that. My gosh.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me on today's show. Oh,
thank you, Ian. No worries. Thank you so much. Take care.
And that was the lovely, very talented Reed. Full stop. Talking about his track, Muri Muri Aroha, which is out today. Right, let's, we better whack this on. Excited to play it for you right now. Here you go. Enjoy.
Kia quit.